It's now time to awaken your passion and purpose with Annette Daly. Each week, she'll take you through a process to be the best you by focusing your attention on passion and purpose. Make sure to visit Annette on her website, sosaiththequeen.com. It's time to start a revolution.
Hello, my name is Annette Daly, a lifestyle designer and executive queen officer at So Saith the Queen, LLC. I'm looking for other queens to join my movement, which is to start a revolution of women who discover their passion and purpose and embrace the queen within. Passion can be infectious. And when we ourselves are passionate, we ignite those around us with an energizing sense of possibility. In finding our passion, we find our fulfillment, and this is ultimately what we seek and desire. Today, I'm going to give you a roadmap and my talk, a simple formula for living your passions. Passion, we crave it, we desire it, we seek it. And if we are not able to find it, we seem to merely settle for what is rather than what could be. And if we are among the lucky few to discover our own passion, it's as if someone has lit our lives on fire. But is living a passionate life a matter of luck, wisdom, opportunity, or education? I believe it is a simple formula, and today I'm going to share with you three keys to creating anything you choose in your life. So what I want you to do is I want you to grab a piece of paper, and I want you to write down this one thing. If you could be, do, or have just one thing, what would it be? So I'll give you a few seconds to do that. Write down one thing. If you could be, do, or have, what would it be? Okay. Now that you've written that down, the first key of the formula for living your passions is intention. Intention is consciously and clearly stating what you choose to create in your life. This is the first step to manifesting it. So I'll use an example for myself. I intend to be a transformational leader that empowers and encourages the masses. So it's important to remember that you do not have to know the how your intention is going to come into fruition. And there is value to thinking big, to imagining a truly ideal life. So let's think of a vision board. We're going to do a vision board, and we set the intention of something that we want to do, be, or have. So we cut out those pictures and empowering words and slogans and apply those to our vision board. So that's the first step. Whenever you are intending to create in your life, it's the first step for living your passions. Now let's move on to key number two. Now, in order for me to actualize this passion of mine to be a transformational leader, I need to take action. And that brings me to key number two. And key number two is attention. Your life becomes like that which you put your attention. Give attention to that which you choose to create in your life, and it will begin to show up. You do whatever you think you can do to fulfill your intention. And whatever you put your attention on only grows stronger in your life. So, for example, let's say that you want to be a transformational leader. And you know that you that requires some excellent speaking skills. So in order to take action, I would take part, let's say, in some speaking classes, hire a speaking coach, or maybe join Toastmasters, and begin to follow those people that represent how you would like to become. So I follow other transformational leaders like Janet Atwood, the author of The Passion Test, Jack Canfield, and some other folks. So even though I don't have to worry about how this intention is going to come to fruition, I just give it attention by taking some action. Now, after you have given your attention to what you want to create in your life, the third key is no tension. This is the process of acting from this state of calmness and peace inside, of letting go and staying open to what is appearing. It is this surrendering, the giving up the control of the way that the ego thinks things should be. So when you let go and are in the flow of life, this is when unexpected miracles happen. It's the no tension phase is when you are truly at peace with whatever is happening, because you know everything is happening is perfect just the way it is. So here's an example. I'm planning a trip to the West Coast this weekend for a small group training with Janet Atwood and some other transformational leaders, and I set the intention to go. And then, key number two, I took action, bought my plane ticket, reserved my room. But to illustrate key number three, no tension, let's say I'm on my way to the airport and I realize I forgot my purse and I have to drive back and get it. But by the time that I get back to the airport, I've missed my flight. So an example of no tension would be for me to be calm and be at peace with what is, and just go with the flow, and just be open to what is appearing in the moment. So there may be a very good reason why I'm not on that plane. Maybe an opportunity is presenting itself for me to sit beside a future mentor on the next flight. So the third key seems to be the most challenging for most of us, and oftentimes we don't know the reasons that some things are happening. So with your vision board, again, you've set your intention. You cut out those pictures of things you want to be, do, or have. You look at your vision board every day, and then you take action, and then you just let it go. No tension. Sounds simple, right? Well, it's not complicated, and now you have been given the formula for creating a passionate life. If you would like help clarifying the things that are most important to you, or want to receive help discovering your gifts and purpose, I can help you walk away with a strategy you can use for the rest of your life for aligning with your passions. Learn more by going to my website, So Saith the Queen, and while you're there, email me and ask for my free 30-minute consultation on discovering your passions. And if you're interested in doing some team building at your office or for your tribe of friends, I also offer vision board workshops. It's a great way to harness the law of attraction, have fun, and promote team camaraderie. And finally, I want to leave you with a quote to ponder today by Janet Atwood. When you are clear, what you want will show up in your life, and only to the extent you are clear. So embrace your inner queen. Every moment is a gift. Be grateful for your gifts and share them with others. So saith the Queen.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well,